Hi, how are you doing, Doug?
Pretty good.
God bless you both for being on the air tonight. I have a question. You touched on a little bit about grace, but about losing your salvation.
Uh-huh.
If a person confesses Christ and is baptized
uh-huh.
and believes, and say this person comes down with dementia, okay, isn't their name written down in the Lamb's book? I mean, isn't that person saved?
All right, that's a good question. And will you allow me to restate it before I answer it, and then you check my statement, see if I'm answering the right question.
Okay.
If a person accepts the Lord, and then after they're sealed and they've received the Holy Spirit, something happens and they experience some kind of physical, mental mm-hmm. handicap where they can no longer comprehend things the way they did before,
right.
Does that mean now that they've lost their salvation? Because some people who experience Alzheimer's or dementia or an accident with brain damage, their behavior is grossly altered.
Right.
Does that mean now they're no longer saved? Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
God saves us based upon the commitment of our life when we have our reasoning powers and our decision to give our lives to Him, our choosing with our will to give our life to Him. If we lose those reasoning powers, and we begin to operate from the carnal nature that we all have. You know, we've all got a brain stem
that
sends signals that an animal receives. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some people who suffer dementia, they're not thinking with their cerebrum or their cerebellum. They're thinking with their brain stem. God's not going to judge us based on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.